Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Green Onions, that song. It's Booker T and EMG, Green Onions. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Terrence Hayes, decorated military veteran, served in Iraq for several years in 06 and through 08. He's got a significant military background, and he's now the Director of Communications and Public Affairs at the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. Terrence, thanks again for hanging out with us. Happy Veterans Day. Tell us what's the news. What's happening? What are the doings going on today in Washington, D.C., for example? What's the VFW up to?
Yeah, definitely, Jim. Right now, as we speak, we have a couple of our VFW executive leaders heading out to Arlington National Cemetery for the annual Veterans Day ceremony that's hosted by the Department of Veterans Affairs. There will be DOD leadership as well as, various other invitees there to pay their respect and honor our veterans on Veterans Day.
All right. That's great. And, of course, that's a very solemn occasion to go out there. And what else will be going on there? And I know there are VFW events going on all over the country, aren't there?
You know, no doubt about it. Yeah, our VFW posts around the country and actually throughout the globe, we have several overseas as well, are going to be inside the communities today, doing various different events. They may be hosting veterans for like dinners or lunches and things of that nature. They may be volunteering to go to the VA medical facilities to, say thank you to our veterans who may be in patients there. So it's a lot of magnificent things going around right now with our VFW membership to pay our respects and honor to our veterans around the globe.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, there's a whole network of VA nursing homes around the country, and these are men and women who have served, but it may have been 40, 50 years since they served. But they're still veterans, and we're still looking after them, and some of them don't have people to visit them. I know that's a great thing that the VFW is doing. I know your associated organizations. I know you recognize the American Legion and all those guys who do a great job. There's too much to do and not enough of us to do it, right?
Without question, I mean, the Legion, the DAV, we're all partners in this together. We have the same mission, and that's to take care of Americans' veterans. So, I urge America today to, just take time to thank that veteran if you see him or her. And once again, just embrace them for all the magnificent things that they have done for our great nation.
Well, there's no question about it. And, one of the things that I've been doing now for some time, a lot of people don't realize this, Terrence, but members of the Guard and Reserve who didn't fit the technical definition of a veteran because of their length of service on active duty, not having spent time in an active duty unit for, over 181 days, for a long, long time, forever really, they weren't considered veterans. And for the last many years, I've been talking about that. And in my opinion, if you take the oath, you swear allegiance. You stand ready to stand a post if your nation calls you. You train to be prepared to do that. The National Guard and Reserve don't train to defend Akron, Ohio. They train to defend the country wherever the government wants them to go. And if they never go, that doesn't mean they weren't still available. And I think that if you volunteered, trained, took the oath, stood a post, and made yourself available, that makes you a veteran. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I mean, because I put it to you like this. You know, you go where the military sends you. And, you know, whether that's you don't get that call, you know, and unfortunately we don't want folks to get that call because that means, you know, we're not in a conflict. But like you stated, I mean, these National Guardsmen and reservists have trained alongside me, mm-hmm. whether that was in a basic training capacity or in a senior NCO capacity. We've gone through the same exact training. And while they may belong to their specific states, they are members of our military. As people may not know, our Guard is a member of the Joint Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with your assessment that, you know, our Guardsmen and Reservists deserve to have that veteran status.
And a lot of people don't realize that, as you say, the Guard, the National Guard, is a state organization directly associated with the U.S. Army, the military. But the Reserves is a federal entity. The Reserves are part of the U.S. Army directly. They just deploy differently, and they're citizen soldiers. And so, I need a website. Terrence, tell us what's going on there on the website.
Yeah. If you go to vfw.org, or if you visit our Facebook site as well, Veterans of Foreign Wars Facebook. Come chat about that very subject that Jim just brought up. We would love to hear from you. And, you know, that way our legislative team, maybe we can discuss that further with our congressional leadership to see what we can do to make that happen for our National Guardsmen and our reservists.
I like that. I appreciate it. There has been some movement on that, but only for those who retired. And there's millions of Guard and Reserve who don't fit in that definition. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Terrence Hayes. He's with the VFW. We'll come back. We're going to talk about recruiting, the challenges of recruiting in the 21st century.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.